Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 7 to 9. Thus says the Lord, "Shout with joy for Jacob. Exult at the head of the nations. Proclaim your praise and say, 'The Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, exiled, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water, on a level road, so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn.'" Father saying here that he wants to care for his people, that he really wants to do them good. But for that to happen, we can't just say, "Oh, well, if God wants to do something, God will do it." But to say, "Lord, thank you for all you have done for me. Thank you for your death upon the cross that set me free for all eternity. Thank you for all you've done for me. Help me. Help me to take on your mind and your heart. Help me to desire what you desire. Help me to put those things first, whether they be for me, for my family, for the co-workers, whatever combination it might be of those groups of people or individuals that I interact with. Lord, let your will be done. I want your will to be done. Use me. Use me. Help me to trust you more. Help me to want to surrender to you more. Help me to desire to follow you more. Help me to turn away from the desires that the world puts out that they're so enticing and so hard to turn away from. Give me the grace, Lord, to look at you and what you promise." That's the attitude. That's the spirit we want to have. So take time every day, please. If you're not used to a regular prayer time, or you just begun tuning into this program, take 15 minutes a day. If you wish, look at the scriptures for the mass of the day. Or if you want to read a particular book of the Bible, or one of the letters of Paul, or you want to read some of the Psalms, you can do that. Just let it be ordered, not a little of this and a little of that. Take a whole area, perhaps say the Gospel of Matthew, and read it bit by bit, piece by piece every day, or simply take the readings of the day, which eventually will lead you through all the Gospels. Whatever way is acceptable. The important thing is that you encounter the living God who gives you the living word that enables you to conform your life more to his. And brothers and sisters, that's what we're made for. We're made for union with God. That's why everything is incomplete. That's why things can satisfy us, beautiful things can satisfy us for a little while, and then we're hungry again and thirsty. And what we end up doing is trying to drug ourselves with the things of this world, trying to satisfy that longing, that hunger and thirst within us. And that's given to us by God, and it's only God who will bring that to completion. But he gives us pathways here in this life. The commandments that can lead us closer to him. The scriptures lead us closer to him. They're living. Scripture says itself, it is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It can separate bone from marrow. It has that kind of power in our lives. Draw near. Don't say, "Oh, I'm going to keep my distance. I don't want God doing anything." You want God doing everything. But he won't do anything without your cooperation. He will never force you. So what is it to be? Don't drift. Don't float out there. Say, "Oh, maybe someday." Don't do that. Ask God to help you make the right decision now. Psalm 126 tells us the Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. We need, brothers and sisters, we need to believe that. to know that that's true. In fact, the first reading, Prophet Jeremiah tells us, shout with joy, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise, and say the Lord has delivered his people. That's what God wants to do. He wants us to deliver us from our sin, which is the greatest enemy. The work of the devil is the greatest enemy in our lives, and he wants to set us free. And he tells us that he'll bring us back from the ends of the earth, and we'll be together forever. I know you can say, oh, that's, yeah, right. It's true. That's what God has in store for us. He wants to give us that which will satisfy every longing of our hearts, every desire that is good. He wants to fulfill and will. So will you make the choice? Will you make the choice? I am a father, he says to Israel. I am a father to Israel. That means he wants to protect us and give us life and point us in the right direction and shelter us when we're in difficulty. Give your heart to him. We want to come, as I've said before, we want to come to the place where Psalm 126 says it for us. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Reading to the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and the erring, for he himself is beset by weakness, and so for this reason must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. Just as he says in another place, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. God has given us a savior. God wants our eternal good. Will you accept him in Christ? Will you accept his promises in Christ? Will you draw near to him? Will you stay with him? Will you listen to him? Please. In this time of confusion and disorder in the world and in the church, I want to say, put your roots down in him. You could be in no safer place. Put your roots down safely in him. Pray for the church. Offer sacrifice, that where confession is of sin is needed, that it will all be cleansed and that we can be restored and made new. Hang in there, but play an active part for the sake of the whole body, the church, for the sake of perhaps your children and your grandchildren who have not yet been born. Follow him. For this generation, follow him, so that the next generation can walk on a straight line again. Brothers and sisters, there is so much we need to do. Look at yourself, open your heart, surrender yourself to God. Tell him you'll do what you ask me to do. Whatever you ask me, Lord, I will do. Don't be afraid. It will put you in a great place, and it will be a very safe place as well. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. How hard that must have been. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. You can cry that out. We're blind and deaf in so many ways, brothers and sisters, even if our physical organs are operating. We're blind and deaf to the truth of the gospel and to who God is for us. And so he says, cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." Why? Because he knows his heart. So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." And they were all very nervous, I'm sure. Why is he going to reprimand him? Because he's the one who's shouting out. He threw aside his cloak. He sprang up and he came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus sees something in that heart that is very open, that is fully, has tried all the remedies, nothing works. He's crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." God never turns away from that cry, brothers and sisters. God never does. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." And Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." And immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. In other words, he became a follower. He became a disciple. Brothers and sisters, when we're struggling and we're crying out to God, this is a beautiful prayer. "Master, I want to see." He was speaking of his physical condition, but there's a spiritual condition here where we're blinded to God, to God's action. We're blinded in a certain way. We can't comprehend his love. We're deafened too, but I'll stay with the one image of blindness. We turn in every direction and we can see all those possibilities, but we don't see the power that is flowing from the very heart of God. And it was Bartimaeus' words, "Master, I want to see." There's sight on a physical level, but there's also sight on a spiritual level that sometimes is much, much worse. The cataracts are very heavy sometimes on our spiritual eyes, and we no longer see. And when the light shines brightly, we squint and turn away from it because we're accustomed to the darkness. You can apply that image as you want. My point is that we can be blinded by sin. We can be blinded by hopelessness. We can be blinded by fear or by anger. We can also be deafened by those things. And that shuts down our contact with God in a certain sense. If it's sin that's caused it, it certainly does. But we in our own fear and our own feeling so alone and helpless and self-pity rises in us, all of those things can block are being able to simply say to Jesus, "Master, I need to see clearly again. Help me." That's all. That's all you have to say. Just keep saying it. "Master, I need to see clearly. Father, please restore my spiritual sight so I can follow you with all my heart." However you want to phrase it, but ask him and ask him daily and he will answer. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.